Introduction. Meet my daughter, Susan. In order that you might come to know and feel just who Susan was and why we loved her so much, I want to introduce you to her through a story which she wrote a couple of years before her death, and well before any of us realized that she was already feeling the impact of an illness that had not yet been diagnosed. I believe her heart, sensitivity, and passion, as well as her beautiful use of words, will help you in a more intimate way to know the Susan we all loved so much. At the same time, you get a feel for who I am and why I felt compelled to write this book. The New Jacket by Susan Ziegler Whitmire. It was a brisk late fall afternoon in Mississippi. The year was 1936, and the Depression raged. Hillary Ziegler shifted his weight to his right foot and then back again as he counted his money. He stood on a street corner in downtown Yazoo City. It had been an unusually good week for him in the peanut business. He had sold 87 bags of peanuts at a profit of a penny a bag. A gust of wind sent Hillary's hands diving for the pockets of his overalls as a shiver ran the length of his frail 9-year-old body. Mississippi weather in late October got very uncomfortable for a boy dressed only in well-worn cotton. 87 cents, he thought. In 1 week. I'm going to do it. I'm going to Warren's now. With that, he stood a little straighter, squared his shoulders, tucked in his chin, and began a little march jog step down Main Street in the direction of Dement Warren's Haberdasher. Hillary's father, Silas, had been a plantation overseer until his death, 4 years earlier, of pneumonia. The family had been in desperate straits ever since. That's why Hillary was downtown working while his school friends played sandlot ball. Young Hillary Hinton was as fully employed as a 9-year-old could be and still go to school. He sold peanuts on the streets of Yazoo City for Uncle Joe's peanuts every day after school, and on Saturdays he worked in Mr. John Anderson's grocery store. Inside Warren's, Hillary carefully counted out his 87 cents and pointed to the window where a tan button-down jacket was displayed. "That's the one I want, ma'am," he said to the sales clerk. Glancing quickly at the price tag, the clerk said, "That's right, Hillary, 87 cents, right on the money." "Yes, ma'am," he said proudly. The clerk removed the jacket from its hanger and carefully folded it. She then wrapped it in a large piece of brown paper and tied it with string. The wrapping completed, she handed the package to the shyly beaming boy, who then headed for the door. Outside again, Hillary set out for the black and white store to see his sister, Tura. As he entered the store, he was greeted with a warm, "Hi there, short boy." He grimaced slightly at his nickname, but smiled as his brown eyes met the identical eyes of his lovely sister. "Hi, sis," he said. "Guess what I've got here." "Well, I don't rightly know, boy. Did you pick up something for Mama?" she asked. "Nope, I did not pick up anything for Mama. I bought this for my own self with my own money that I made this week." "And you only 9 years old, short boy. Let me see," Tura begged. "Oh, no, you don't."